Well, I think the global warming debate is going to carry on. We have now in the studio with us Diana O'Carroll. Hi, Diana.
Hello.
Have you got any hot topics, do you think there is on climate change? Do you think it could be cloud cover, or do you agree with what Terry was saying?
Well, I just think we should probably think about air and cars more specifically, because this week I've got a question about being breathless.
Hi, this is Paul calling in from Hong Kong. I tend to drive with all the windows closed and the recirculation function engaged. This way I keep out the diesel fumes and dust. The flip side is I'm breathing in recirculated and progressively stale air. So my question is, if the car were a perfectly sealed container, how big would it have to be for me to survive in it for a day? I'm trying to figure out how long I can drive in a compact car without running the risk of passing out.
So if your car was perfectly airtight, and it would be pretty well engineered for that to be the case, what would happen?
I'm Keithley Jenkins. I'm a consultant respiratory physician at the University of Nottingham. The easy answer to this question is that you will never run out of air. You will just exchange the breath that you breathe in with the breath that you breathe out. But I guess what the question alludes to is how long you have to survive in that box before you die. Because what you are doing is you're exchanging ambient air with exhaled air. And the gaseous composition of the two airs is quite different. Ambient air has a CO2 concentration of about 0.5% and oxygen concentration of about 21%. Exhaled air has a CO2 concentration of 5% and an oxygen concentration of 13%. So what you will do over time is you'll reduce the oxygen level in the air and increase the carbon dioxide level. And the problem is not so much the reduction of oxygen, but the increase in carbon dioxide. By the time your carbon dioxide levels in the air that you breathe in the box reach 15%, you'll effectively die. Assuming the box is about 4 cubic meters, it would take about 16 hours or so. But the reality is that you would actually start to feel ill and probably die a lot sooner than that. So actually, it could be down to sort of 5 hours.
Sadly for our prisoner, it's not so much a case of running out of air as poisoning yourself with your own expelled gas. It's a good lesson that it's always worth opening your window every now and then.
I've been a victim of someone with their own expelled gas. On our forum, of course, Mordidus Scientia, presumably mad scientist, came up with a brilliant answer and narrowed the time down to a very precise 4 hours and 20 minutes of survival.
That is very precise. Here's another safety tip to consider.
Hello there, my name is Clive Wilkins. I'm from Sutton Coldfield. I have a question. My dad always used to unplug the TV when lightning was nearby. Was this the right thing to do? Excuse the pun, what is the current advice? Thank you.
While you're pondering the security of your TV, spare a thought for those poor oil magnates with this question.
Hi, I'm Dr. Raj from Sri Lanka. My question is this. During the 1970s, we were told that oil would run out by the year 2000. Then new reserves were discovered, and now they say 2100 is when we will be starved of oil. Is it possible that we'll find more oil reserves in time to come? And why have we missed them before? Can the price of oil make smaller reserves economically viable? Thank you.
What's the best thing to do with your 42-inch LCD screen these days? And do you know of any secret oil reserves? Email me with their locations and your answers to questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or follow the discussion at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Fancy listening to The Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.